Cedarburg native Eric Larson and his fellow explorer Lonnie Dupree have halted their attempt at the first unassisted crossing of the Arctic Ocean in summer. They say the ocean's ice broke up a month earlier than expected. That created more open water, thin ice, and other obstacles. Larson says the experience convinced him global warming is real.
When we got picked up and flown off of the ice and traveled southwest, kind of the first step in our coming back to the United States, the amount of open water was incredible, and the extent of the broken pans of ice was also just unimaginable.
Larson acknowledges there was a lot of snow during the first couple of weeks of the trip, but he says global warming can also affect climate patterns and ocean currents, triggering more precipitation in certain areas. Greenpeace was one of the sponsors of Larson's expedition, but he says his views are independent of the environmental group. Larson and Dupree put a lot of time and effort into preparing for the expedition, but Larson says he doesn't think it was a waste.
Our main objective was to create awareness and to get people to act to reduce the threat of global warming. So if we've changed one person's mind, if we've educated one person or two people or whatever it ends up being, then the expedition has been a success.
Some scientists differ on the amount of the projected rise in the Earth's temperature and whether the rise fits within normal patterns. The Bush administration remains focused on voluntary reductions in pollutants that contribute to global warming. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.